these fucking dudes here? Has he got animals with
him? I can see. He's got a ton of stuff.
That's ridiculous.
I think there's a ton of stuff getting set up right now.
Dude, you better not have a fucking spider. I'll tell you right now, I have a fucking aneurysm. What's an aneurysm?
It's when a blood vessel in your brain pops and you die.
Rad. What do these people want? Phone calls. Joey.
Hey.
What are you, 12 years old?
Yeah, I'm 12 years old.
Why?
Because he was born 12 years ago.
Yeah.
What do you do, Joey?
I like to skateboard, and I heard that you're the 7th greatest skateboarder in the world.
Yeah, how's it feel to talk to me? You know what, I don't think that's funny at all, Joey, but let me tell you something. What do you want out of skateboarding?
What am I good at skateboarding?
No, what do you want out of skateboarding?
I just like to skateboard. Me and my friends
You don't want anything out of skateboarding, do you? Do you want
fun?
Skateboarding? Do you want skateboarding to give you something?
What do you mean?
Do you want to get lots of phone numbers from hot chicks from skateboarding?
No, just.
Do you want to get money from skateboarding?
No.
What about candy?
Doesn't matter about that.
Doesn't matter. See this raw dog? See this guy right here?
Dedication.
No, it's not dedication. This is the essence of skateboarding. This person right here.
I am
the cancer of skateboarding. You know why I'm the cancer of skateboarding? Because society has made me the cancer of skateboarding. And do you want to know why they've made me? Because it showed me that having shiny stuff is cool. Yeah. And now greed has overwhelmed and consumed me. And now all I care about is shiny stuff. And I will not do anything unless you give me something shiny for it.
You won't step on a skateboard unless somebody pays you first. I've seen it.
That's right. I don't even like skateboarding anymore, Joey. How does that make you feel? Do you know that I love skateboarding more than you do right now? Can you believe that that's humanly possible?
You like it more than me?
I loved it. It was hard to go to sleep because I was constantly thinking about it, and then when I went to sleep, I dreamed about it all day.
Oh, that's cool.
Do you dream about skateboarding, Joey?
Me and my son built like a 4-foot tall ramp.
You built it yourselves, or did your dad build it?
No, just like me and my friends, we just built it with like his dad.
Right, so somebody's dad had something to do with it. Otherwise that ramp would not be up anymore, because you can't build shit, you're 12. You would have built a steaming pile of crap that would have fallen over in about an hour. I know, Joey. Excuse me. I used to build ramps when I was 12, and they consisted of my dad's, you drive a car, you park a car on that ramp thing so you can go under it.
Yeah.
That with a door on it. And I would just fly out the friggin' door. And I remember so many times, because you had to ollie, you had to like kind of scoop up to get on the ramp, because the door was like so thick that it would stop your wheels from going up it. But it made you good. Made me great. Made me the 7th greatest skateboarder ever.
Yeah, well, like me and my friends like to do a bunch of tricks. Like my friend, he could do like 3 tricks more than me. Like he
Yeah, what
do,
kind
like,
of tricks can he do, Joey?
I could do like, I'm not that good. I could do a shove it, ollie and ollie.
You wanna know
a
something?
Kickflip.
Check this
flip.
Out. Do you know what a shove it kickflip is?
What?
You don't know what a shove it? You know what a kickflip is?
Right.
Do you know what a kickflip is, Joey?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know, and you can do shove-its, right?
Yeah.
Prepare yourself, Joey. The guy that's talking to you right now has done a shove-it kickflip, like 8 foot high, and then grabbed it, and then nose-boned it over like a 12-foot vert ramp. No big deal to me, Joey. That's what I've done. Like 8 foot kickflip shove-it indie bonas. I was the first person to do a kickflip shove-it on vert.
That's cool.
Yeah. Want to know what else I can do?
What?
I can do frontside heel flip, like 6 foot high, and then grab onto the rafter of the roof above the ramp, and then put the ball back on my feet and then come back in. No big deal, not even a problem.
That's cool.
Want to know what else I can do? You want to know what else I can do?
What?
You do ollies, right?
Yeah, I do ollies.
Yeah, I've done an 8 foot ollie.
8 foot ollie?
Yeah, an 8 foot ollie on a vert ramp. Frontside ollies, 8 foot high. No one's ever done a frontside ollie higher than me on a normal ramp ever. I'm the greatest frontside ollie man in the world ever.
Yeah, my friend can only do like 3 more tricks than me.
Yeah, your friend sucks compared to me though. Your friend's a steaming pile compared to me. So you're cool with me, right?
Jason, you should go skateboard with these kids and just completely
just blow these dudes away. You know what? They'll probably beat me. What kind of ramp? How big is your ramp? 4 foot high?
Just 4 foot.
And what what tricks do you do on your ramp?
Huh?
What tricks can you do on your ramp?
You just do, kick turns, rock to fakie.
Rock to fakies. Raw Dog, I would blow these kids out of the water. Rock to fakies. Rock to fakies is like the most stock move you could possibly do. These kids would freak out on my moves.
You're way better than these kids.
I'm way better than Joey. And your friend who has three more tricks than you. What are the other three tricks that the other dude has?
They could do a lot more on the ramp. Like, they could do, I don't know what they're called.
Axel stalls?
Yeah, like axel stalls.
I can do caballerial, which is, do you know what a caballerial is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do caballerial to backwards 5-0 grind on vert.
Wow.
Yeah, I do cab 5-0, like caballerial to grind my back truck on vert, like picking my nose. I did that at the Boom Boom Huck Jam while I was on the microphone talking to Tony Hawk, while Tony Hawk was on the ramp next to me, doing the same trick next to me.
You talked to Tony Hawk?
I know Tony Hawk. He's a good friend of mine.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I beat Tony Hawk in a Mega Ram contest. He didn't even go in the contest. He's just in practice. I'm way better than him.
No, you didn't beat Tony Hawk. What?
I beat Tony Hawk in vert, too, in the contest.
No, I don't even believe you.
I don't either.
You don't believe me?
Nope.
Tomorrow, call Demolition Radio at 877-HEY-HAWK. You know Tony Hawk's got a radio show, right?
Yeah. I know that show.
Yeah, I know. It's not as good as mine. But still, call his show and say, is it true that Jason Ellis ever beat you in a contest? Or, even better, right now, get your mum to Google Tony Hawk's skateboard career and then Google the England... And, oh, man, I forgot the name of the contest. Just take it from me. I'm better. I beat him.
You know, my mom doesn't like me listening to your show, but my dad does.
Yeah, well, your mum's right and your dad's sweet. It's just the way life is.
True.
I'm going to tone it down for you today, Joey, okay? No cussing.
Cool.
Thanks, Joey. Have a good one. Scared or die. It's going to be... Let's get this dude in here.
It's
going to
be a crazy but clean show.
Let's get Donald Schultz in here and see what's up. We should play a song.
Let's play a song.
Donald Schultz is animal dude.
Give me everything I had. Give all.
I don't have time to hear this song. This is way too important now. Things have escalated.
This one?
Yeah, that's Mark, yeah. Okay, so Donald Schultz is here, and you have a TV show.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me hate you at all.
You have a radio show.
Yeah, whatever with a fucking radio show. You have a TV show Wednesday, 9 p.m. on Tuesdays?
On Animal Planet, yeah.
On Animal Planet. Started, I like Animal Planet.
Yeah, it's cool. It started last Tuesday. We were actually in Australia. We were up in northern Queensland, went to Cape York and that. And then this Tuesday, we're in Sri Lanka.
You were in Cape York?
Yeah.
Never been there. I want to go there.
Hot. Yeah, yeah.
You can't cuss today because Joey's listening.
Oh, really? Oh, I was going to say, I can cuss.
Except you have a bunch of animals here, right? Snakes and stuff?
I'll make you cuss.
I'm going to cuss
them. Yeah.
This is terrible. I've never been put to the test. I don't really like snakes. I had a bad encounter with snakes a couple of times. I bought pet snakes one time.
Yeah.
And then they got out when I went on tour or whatever, and I got back and they were gone. And I was like, man, where did they go? And then, because I had three of them, they all appeared, like, over a long period of time, behind me somewhere. So one time I was, like, really high, and I was in the bathroom, and I was popping a zit, and he was in the cupboard behind me, and he came out of the cupboard, like, hanging out of the cupboard. So, like, in, like behind, like as I was, like, popping in, I went to turn, in the reflection is a snake. I forgot that I even owned one. This is, you mean, I'm high. I was, like, I don't know, what is it, like, 24 or something? I smoked weed every day and rode a skateboard. I didn't even remember that I was amazed that I could find where I lived. And then I was popping a zit, and I turned around, and there was a huge snake sticking out of a shelf at my face, and I had no recollection that I'd owned a snake at all, and I shit myself.
It's weird, when snakes escape, they always choose the most inopportune time to make themselves apparent again. Usually when you're drunk, or you're not with it, or you're
really
hungover.
And it was, you know, I smoked weed all day constantly, so it was always when I was high, so that's my fault. But the other time, I, in bed, went to go to sleep, and I was super high, so I was about to pass out, and I got to sitting on the corner of the bed, and I'm taking my shoes off, and then, right on the corner of the sheet, because the sheet was, like, on the carpet a little bit, boom, snake in my bed! so high, and a snake in my bed.
What snakes were they?
I don't know, brown ones?
Yeah, nothing deadly, right?
No, the pet store told me that it wasn't deadly.
Okay, cool. Name them. Pet store, yeah, in the States or pet store?
Yeah, pet store in America.
Probably like a corn snake or a king snake or something similar like that. Ball python?
Yes. That's what it was.
Those little fuckers will get out all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Why?
That's what they do. They look for little spaces and they'll carry around and then they disappear. I've lost many, many snakes like that. It's not a good thing. It's just a lot worse when it's a spitting cobra or something, which has happened to me when I was a kid. I used to keep cobras. And
you had a cobra when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Why'd your parents?
My mom hated it, but I've been catching them since I was 9. And I mean, yeah, guys in Australia, they go,
wait a minute. Where's a cobra? In South Africa?
Yeah, all over. They're common as dirt down there.
Right, and they spit venom.
Yeah, and they can blind you.
Permanently?
Well, if you leave it untreated, yeah. I remember...
Who gets spit in the eye by a cobra and just goes, she'll be right, mate.
She'll be fine, yeah.
guys in like, what would
they do? You know who that is? What's the dude that has stuff growing off his head and hands? The plant man.
Oh, the guy who's the tree with the guy who's...
Tree man. The tree man.
Tree man.
You never seen Tree Man?
No.
Oh, he's awesome. He has stuff growing off him, wart disease of some kind.
Yeah.
And he just has, like, so he doesn't even have hands anymore. He just looks like a tree.
Jeez. Right.
But he never tended to that. That's the kind of guy that gets attacked by a cobra and goes blind.
I watched something on Discovery last night. A chick that was 100 pounds and had a 200-pound tumor and didn't think she needed to go to the hospital. It's like, at what point do you double your body weight and have a tumor and realize that's not okay anymore? And it literally was killing her. She almost died having it.
She had two people.
300-pound chick that only really weighed 100 pounds.
Where was the tumor?
Right between her legs, actually. It was kind of bad. It was like a dude.
Kind of bad.
She's just dragging around this giant 200-pound sack.
Yeah. How would you sleep with that? How much money?
You'd have to, like, sleep on top.
You know what's crazy? She probably could have made enough money to get that tumor cut off by some rich dude.
Well,
she could have got dominated, like, suffocated by a tumor. She could have, what do you call that? Craigslisted it.
Yeah.
I suffocate people with my 200-pound tumor. She could have been in Jackass 3. That's coming out.
Is it?
Yeah, like, watch Wee Man disappear, throw a tumor on him.
That's
like, boom, he's gone.
That's description, I'm hot if you ignore the tumor.
Was she ugly?
Yeah, when she was sick, she was. When she actually got better, she was a lot better. She looked.
Yeah, but she was ugly.
Yeah.
Because if you're really hot, you tend into that tumor.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Way before it got to 200. When it was like a pound hanging off, you know what I mean, between your legs.
Yeah,
you got to cut that
off. You realize that's not a good place to be. So where in Australia are you from?
Melbourne.
Oh, yeah, down south.
Yeah.
Not many deadly snakes there. Tiger snakes.
Tiger snakes.
They'll get you.
They're one of the, correct me if I'm wrong, the only snake that continually keeps attacking you after it's bit you.
Sometimes mambas will do that too, and it's
he's
not really
I'm
attacking.
Wrong. I've always just regurgitated that. Like, it's the only snake that ever keeps attacking over and over again. I'm from Australia, I know that.
If you piss off a snake enough, it'll carry on biting you nonstop.
Oh.
And mambas do that notoriously. They'll come past you, and on the way past, they'll tag you. Taipans do that too. They'll bite you on the way past. They can be evil.
What snakes do you have today?
I got a cool snake from
Africa. Great, yeah, cool.
We don't really
turn the camera on, Rodog.
We really don't know what the venom does, and that's kind of what the show's about, is we go around, work with deadly animals, and figure out what their venoms do, and figure out if there's drug potential, not like getting high drugs, but actual real pharmaceuticals. So this snake comes from Central Africa, and it's supposed to have like a pretty serious neurotoxic venom, but no one's ever died
from the bite.
What
does neurotoxin mean?
It just stuff up your central nervous system, so you stop breathing and die.
Right.
Which is
kind of
cool.
Exciting.
Yeah. And it's called a Blanding's tree snake, and they do bite, but they usually...
Oh, God, I can't do that. Seriously, I can't do that. Dude, please. Oh, my God.
So
why did they do that to me all of a sudden?
This is my God.
It's not a poison snake. There's no such thing as a poison snake. It's actually a venomous snake.
Rodog, you are a whopping moron.
And what they'll do...
He's trying to pat it on the head.
I like snakes.
But he didn't tell you anything about it yet.
We believe in life.
Hey, you're way manlier than I am. I can't deal with that. You just tried to whack it on the head.
And
the person in the green room is saying that you almost died.
Oh, shit. Good to know.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a trained professional. You should never try that.
Okay.
He's flaring up.
Yeah, and what they'll do is they'll actually open their mouth and act all pissed off as well. And they strike pretty slowly. Well, that's why he was okay doing that. You can't do that with a cobra, you'll die.
But, right, we
theorize that this thing has a neurotoxin that could be used in seizure medication, and we weren't able to isolate the venom until recently, and you needed such huge amounts that it wasn't...
You're fucking...
We needed
I swear you knew it'd get me. Oh, man, why? No, I don't want to hold hold it, dude. No, I can't.
Ready?
Ah, oh, God!
It's like, I'll hold the hand.
What's wrong with me? Why am I so gay right now?
That's okay, man.
You're flashing back to, like, bad drug trips.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. It's really not that bad. Oh, God, I've become the gayest man alive! Why am I so gay right now? God, that came over the desk at me, and I was like, ah, it's coming right for me!
So these guys live in the trees in Central Africa, and we think there's huge potential for their venom.
Oh, and now he's really bummed out at you.
Yeah, and everywhere we go, we work with venomous animals for drug and pharmaceutical potential. And when we're in Sri Lanka, we actually collected venom for anti-venom production, because people get 33,000 people get tagged every year, and like almost 1,500 die, and they don't have a treatment for it. So that's what we did. And then we caught an elephant and a crocodile and a few lizards and that.
But, why do you keep opening his mouth?
They don't. Yeah, snakes don't like biting. They actually don't like using venom. It's really expensive to make. And
is he telling you that?
Piss off, basically. Right, yeah, right. This is like a cobra's hood.
I'm going to bite you.
Yeah, and this is a defense display saying, carry on pissing me off, you're going to get bitten.
Right.
If you did this to a mamba, you would have been bitten already. So.
Right, which Raw Dog already did in the first 5 seconds he came out of the bag. Yeah, did you film that? What, you were filming your hand
going
filming,
I was filming the snake, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, dude. That was ballsy.
Hey, you said it wasn't poisonous.
I said it was poisonous. I said we wouldn't surf it could kill you.
Oh, okay.
Dude!
What? That's hilarious.
When it comes to everything else on the radio, you can just be blasé and forget about stuff, but please... We've never had anybody bring an animal in before.
Really?
That's true. Oh, geez, this is brand new.
We've got so many.
Yeah, so that's why we should have. We're not. We shouldn't be on the radio. That's the other thing. That we shouldn't be on there. You shouldn't have a job. Neither should I.
Right.
I probably shouldn't be on TV either.
Fuck.
And this
dude.
Is. You guys call these goannas, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's a goanna?
Yeah, exactly.
See, he's... now I feel bad. I killed one.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah, but my dad told me to.
Really?
And he was 6 foot long.
Really?
Yeah, he was massive.
Oh, the ones in Australia are super endangered now because of the cane toad. You know, they go around eating the cane toads.
And kills them.
Yeah, the premiere episode, we were in Australia looking at exactly that. And what we found with these guys is they actually have venom now.
Their body what? How did he get venom? They made it?
It's always had it. We just didn't know it. And when you get bitten by them, you always bleed and it kind of hurts. And everyone was like, oh, no, it's just bacteria. Turns out they have a venom system just like Gila monsters and beaded lizards.
Look how so, cool his tongue is, Roy.
Yeah,
dog.
It's a full-on snake tongue. You can get close to this one, mate.
All right.
Yeah. What are you gonna reach cool. out again, you fucking moron? You patted him on the head?
I'm trying to be careful.
Yeah, and they're just like snakes, and they're very, very, like, evolved in that way. Forked tongue, powerful body, they'll eat anything. They'll eat pretty much anything that moves.
Do they have to eat meat?
Yeah, they have to eat meat. They're very, very kind of...
Does he have two penises?
Yes, hemipenes.
Boom.
Yeah, snakes, two recurved penises with hooks on.
So if they disagree, too bad?
Well, it's weird, because when snakes and lizards mate, they'll actually get dragged around by the female. I don't think it's too much fun for the female.
Boy. Yeah. I don't do that at all. I'm kind of an in-and-out kind of guy.
And then you have another python.
Did you know that a turtle shits its dick out? I cussed.
Yeah.
Sorry, Joey.
Who's Joey?
Joey's 12.
He's a 12-year-old listener today.
Oh, really? Oh, sorry,
you got anything cute in there? Yeah, oh, come on, dude. No way. Oh,
this is an Australian carpet python.
Sweet.
And this is right from where you are. You actually get the diamond pythons in the carpets.
Oh,
my look just
God,
like that.
Dude. And, fuck, it's a humongous fucking snake. Oh, you're going to fucking make it.
And these, I mean, pythons throughout the range are becoming endangered because people just hunt them.
He's very neurotic.
Yeah, and they bite, and they have huge teeth, but they aren't venomous.
He bites, and he has huge teeth.
Yeah, so the snakes that don't have venom, we work with them for conservation purposes, and that's one of these snakes. And in Australia, they're highly protected, and you obviously can't...
What's he called?
Carpet python.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he strangle things, or just...
It strangles them, yeah. Basically, bites them with recurved teeth and throws a coil around them, chokes them out.
Right. Yeah. This is some sort of rear naked choke. How long is he?
That's 6 foot. I mean, the diamond pythons...
How are you about that, Tully? Are you good with that?
Do we have that sugar glide?
No, you're not good with that. I saw your face too. You're not good with that either, are you?
You know what? It's kind of like going on a roller.
I saw it walk by you just then. You moved back.
I wasn't trying to grab it.
What's that?
It's food.
A maggot.
Yeah.
It's kind of like going on a roller coaster.
Why are you giving me a maggot? Oh, a miniature squirrel thing!
That's exactly what it is. It's a miniature squirrel.
Miniature fly squirrel?
It's a flying squirrel. Like our
had one!
Our wingsuits, and this is like.
And you're pouring maggots all over the studio.
He's eating the maggots. Look at that.
There's one here if he wants that.
Yeah, give it to him.
Hey, dude.
It's a little flying.
Come here.
We should name it Birdman.
Here's a maggot. Yeah, so cool, right? He's a shredder.
Yeah, and you know they do the technology that they use for gliding is exactly what we use in wingsuiting. You know, they have these big flaps between the front legs and back legs.
My dad chainsawed a humongous tree down, and there was miniature flying squirrels in the tree.
Yeah.
And the dogs were going to try and eat the miniature flying squirrels, and I threw them away, and they flew away.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Hey, it's the greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It's the greatest invention ever, the miniature flying squirrel.
Miniature
is that
flying
a full-grown
squirrel?
One?
Who did invent it?
They get a little bit bigger than this, right? Yeah, these are sugar gliders. These are actually from the new world. The old world ones are slightly different.
That's the fucking coolest creature. Oh, man, I'm cussing my brain off.
Look at its eyes, though. Look how big its eyes are. Highly visual animals, and they have big radar.
Do you see in the dark?
Yeah, they can see really well in the dark, and they'll jump and glide, and it's just like wingsuit base jumping.
Is it tough for him to travel with you when he knows that there's bags of humongous snakes? Because a snake would eat that, right?
Yeah.
He'd be really pumped on that animal right there.
Yeah, and a lot of the animals like this. Oh, he just pooped. And a lot of the animals like this, when they see snakes...
He just pooped maggot. He did a maggot shit in the studio. That's
and
awesome.
A lot of these guys, when they see snakes, will just flip out because, you know, they obviously get hunted on by snakes. They'll see a snake and they just absolutely...
But he would be fast. He'd be ridiculous.
He'd like jump.
His skills, agility... It's second to none. He's a monkey cat.
No, it's squirrel.
He's a flying monkey cat. No, but he's got the combo abilities of a monkey and a cat, right?
More of a bird and a bat and a monkey. So a monkey bird.
What a combo! A bird, bat, monkey.
Some cool abilities to have.
It is. I don't like the abilities that I have.
Yeah, so the superpowers humans have are very, very limited. Yeah. We don't. Really,
we're useless.
Yeah, I mean, we have to wear parachutes.
We make iPhones. There's no way that dude's true. Making an iPhone.
No,
he's kind of useless.
Looks
oh
cool.
My. God, what is that?
Right, it looks like an alien. And there's...
Yeah, what, who is that?
It's actually from South America.
I love that miniature flying squirrel comes in a SpongeBob bag. It's an armadillo.
Yeah.
I know an armadillo. Oh, he's
Annie.
Like hideous but cute.
She, her name's her. She's an armadillo. Her name's Annie, and she's from South America. But feel the back of her. She's like solid like a rock. And that's where the whole superpowers come in. She's like totally solid. She gets into trouble and she just rolls up into a ball and hides herself. And they theorize that armadillos might have the answer to leprosy because they can actually recover from a.
But I thought we were through that.
No, dude, we
people still have lepers.
Yeah,
really?
In parts of the world, yeah.
And the plague. There's the plague in San Diego County on Palomar Mountain. You get the plague. The squirrels up there have the plague. It's the craziest thing.
What?
The bubonic plague that wipes out most.
The bubonic plague.
Yeah.
Such a cool word. Don't you think that armadillo's belly looks like Burt Reynolds' testicles?
Oh, wow.
Look at that. Like that. Look at
that
angle. That's probably why Burt Reynolds is on consistent painkillers and just bitter. Because every morning he wakes up and he sees that hanging between his legs. What would you rather, that between your legs or a 200-pound tumor?
It's still fat. But
an armadillo?
I'd rather live armadillo than a 200-pound tumor.
Wild animal between your legs, bad idea. Generally ends up in testicular
right.
damage.
Yeah. I can't believe I don't know how long I'm going to trip out on that. You're not scared of snakes, and that I am.
this is one of
that
the
that doesn't even look real.
It's one of the biggest frogs in the world, and to add to that, it has fangs. Like on his bottom jaw, it has these three.
Film his face,
fangs.
Raw dog.
Yeah, he won't open his mouth. This thing will actually eat rats.
Yeah.
They live in Africa.
He tried to jump.
And they'll challenge lions, dude.
He looks like that dude from Star Wars.
Right? Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but I got Wookiee.
Yeah. Oh,
and
no.
And they're heavily carnivorous. They'll eat venomous snakes. They'll eat...
He'll eat a snake?
Yeah.
It's like, but not a big snake.
Yeah, big snake. Like probably 3 feet long. They live.
Where does he live?
Africa, South Africa, where I'm from. They live under the ground, and then when it rains, they come out, eat everything that moves, breed, have babies, go back under the ground. But the males will protect the babies, and there's footage of one attacking a lion. A lion comes up to the babies, and the male attacks them. Actually,
that guy will attack a lion.
3 times the size.
So he's not, like, he's pretty calm at all. He's calm all the time, right?
This guy's actually pretty mellow because he's been in captivity his whole life. But
right, he hasn't.
They'll bite you, and they'll cut your hand open.
And he has fangs.
Yeah, 3 fangs in the bottom.
He looks very calm. Have you noticed that?
He does. That's even when he's just like waving his arms.
He kind of looks like nothing's going to bum that dude out at
that's
all.
That's how they lure things in. They act like rocks, and the bird comes to drink from the water. And
he doesn't look real.
Yeah, well, touch him. Feel him. Listen to him.
Why did he say that?
I'm not sure.
He is rubber.
Yeah. It's like totally fake. But he's real.
He's like a rubber dude.
It's like a chew toy.
One of the things about frogs that we found in the series is
did he just crap on you as well?
No, it's just sawdust. is a third of the world's amphibians have gone extinct.
I can't believe how many animals you brought into the studio. This is so sweet, dude.
In the last 20 years, a third of the world's amphibians have gone extinct. Like,
why?
Gone forever. A thing called chytrid fungus, and it's basically caused by human beings, and we're screwing up the environment in a big way, and we found it more and more in the show, and we need to intervene as human beings and try and help the environment out.
Because it is happening, isn't it?
Extinction events are happening right now. Now, I know you don't like sharks, and we won't get into that.
I do like sharks.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Red dragon, what the hell?
No, I do like sharks. I'm just saying, if I get bitten in the water by a shark,
it's over.
I'm going to fight it.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean,
you know what? Maybe I won't fight it. You just see what I did to a snake?
Yeah. Well, I'll take you shark diving, dude.
I mean,
You will?
Yeah. Off the coast of San Diego with Mako sharks. We did a whole shark episode, and you can free swim with Mako sharks, and they swim up to you, and they won't punk you. They'll just swim away. It's the coolest thing in the world.
I want to do that.
Yeah. And
really?
Or we go to the Bahamas, and you can get 30 sharks in one area, and they'll just swim and bump you. It's great. It's really
bump you.
They don't bite you. I had my wrist broken because I pulled one onto the boat by hand, and it snapped my wrist.
But yeah.
That's after a year of messing around. The
sharks. Steve's way more diesel than I am.
The thing is, animals don't want to mess with humans. Like, humans are the big, bad, scary thing in the world.
Yeah.
Like, you see most animals, they run away. They're just done with us.
Usually they kill you because it's self-defense.
Exactly.
Except
occasionally
sharks.
You'll
no,
get
hungry.
One out of 100 will be like, fuck you, I'm killing you, I'm hungry.
Right.
But most of the time, we are the big, bad, scary thing. I mean, we kill millions of sharks every year for no reason.
Yeah.
Sad.
Man, we've extincted so many different creatures.
Yeah.
Especially, like, going back to caveman period. Like, we wiped out, like, so many species.
Frog is not real.
And his name's Donald, like me.
Right.
He's named after me because it's fat and stupid. You know what this is?
It's a...
weird monkey cat thing.
It's a fruit monkey.
Fruit monkey, that's exactly it.
Oh, hello. Is it?
Oh, no. He's just climbing over the studio.
He's awesome.
Look at it, it's eating a gummy worm. Oh, I just broke your microphone.
It's all right, it's broken.
Look at that. It's a kinkajou.
Oh, isn't that? Wait, isn't a kinkajou? That's Pikachu.
Pikachu, yeah, that's something different.
He eats gummy bears.
Yeah, gummy worms.
He eats candy.
Feel that little monkey. Feel that coat.
Oh, I like you, dude.
Right?
You're awesome.
And in some parts of the world, people eat things like this, and that's so sad.
Oh, God, I hate people
that
do.
The metabolic like. To catch
are you a
thing.
Vegetarian?
No, I don't eat red meats, but I eat white meats.
Right. Do you eat organic chicken?
I'll eat anything.
Any chicken?
Yeah, right. Any chicken. I'd prefer organic chicken, but we travel so
is that
much.
A girl or a guy?
It's a boy.
It's a boy? How old is he?
He's six. His name's Forrest. Forrest Gump.
Yeah. He's a cute dude.
Right? It's like, look at that. It's like a car.
Isn't it funny how fur makes people cute?
Yeah,
it is.
That's why if you were furry, you'd be way more lovable.
I know, but the beard makes him kind of cute. You look better with a beard than without.
The more beard I have, the more lovable.
Yeah.
Stop shaving. I'm going to...
The thing with conservation is a lot.
Yeah, I am.
A lot of conservation efforts are for furry animals and not for things like snakes and spiders and sharks, and that's why they don't get conserved as much.
What's he drinking?
Honey.
He's got a sweet tooth.
Total sweet tooth. Like, they love fruits and they like eating little invertebrates.
Does he snap and kick ass?
It's probably the worst bite in our zoo.
Really?
It could take you to the hospital.
In the wild, they're actually gnarly animals. Like, they really are insane.
He'll bite you sometimes accidentally? Because he knows you?
Yeah.
It's like a dog, right? They're smart and they know who you are.
Yeah, they know.
And you've had him the whole time.
Yeah.
So they all know, right? The snakes don't know, do
snakes
they?
Snakes don't know.
They're not friendly.
At San Diego Zoo, they actually taught their mambas how to go into a box on command. They had a tennis ball on a stick, and they'd push it across the front of the cage, and the mambas would go into a hide box, and they'd lock them inside. So they taught them how to do things, but snakes don't have the capacity to love or hate or
is it because they're warm-blooded?
Well, they're cold-blooded. These are warm-blooded, yes.
Way around.
They don't have a cerebral
I thought
cortex.
I was going to be right.
Yeah, they don't have a cerebral cortex, so they have no capacity for emotion. They have nothing that can make them happy or sad.
Like Chuck Liddell.
Yeah, reptilian brain. You know, mate, fight, and eat. That's it. Those are the three things that drive them.
Yeah.
Just like Chuck.
In the cage. When Chuck's out, he's a very sociable guy. But when he's inside, that's the guy.
He's a
reptilian fighter. It's a good thing.
Not clouded by emotion.
That's why they call him the Iceman, Don.
Iceman, yeah.
Yeah. He's just cold in there.
That's snakes, ice. That's it. They're cold. They're cold-blooded. They just have no
They're like
emotion.
Vampires.
I don't like vampires.
But real.
Yeah, exactly. The problem, look at that.
That's a
gummy worm.
That's probably where some of the fear of snakes comes from. It's just this idea that, like, you cannot reason with them. They're just going to move forward.
The thing is, you can't reason with a lot of animals. Like,
right.
I've worked with big lions, and there's no reasoning. If a lion wants to own you, it's going to own you.
Why'd you get into it? I mean, you collected snakes when you were a kid. You've always been, like,
yeah,
this is your passion,
I've
huh?
I've always had this thing where I wanted to touch animals, and not in a sexual way, just touch them. And,
well, thanks
and
for it, clarifying,
yeah, no worries. And then it went on to, I moved to California in 2002, worked in veterinary medicine,
yeah.
And it was dogs and cats, and then that was a lot more technical. And then I figured that, you know, there's very few people in the world that can work with every single animal under the sun and, you know, collaborate in a scientific method, and that's where it got started. And I started traveling on my own dime for about 5 years. The beginning of last year, Animal Planet heard about me and they're like, dude, you need a TV show. I'm like,
yeah, you do. And so, like, so you pay for your own, you pay your own way.
I'd work for 6 months at a vet hospital in San Diego called Veterinary Specialty Hospital, yeah. And then go travel for 2 months and then go to exotic locations. I focused mainly on Africa. I was in Mozambique and Tanzania.
Are you base jump as well?
Not base yet. I'm skydiving still, base soon.
Why?
It's just fun.
That's your thing?
Yeah.
You got bitten by a bunch of stuff?
Yeah, I lost my fingertip to a rattlesnake in South Africa.
Rattlesnake bit your finger off?
Well, the finger melted off.
Melted?
Yeah. Like, I got photos, my whole finger was black.
Because of what?
The venom.
The venom melted the flesh?
Yeah.
It rotted the flesh?
I was in ICU for about a week.
You then, married?
No.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, very single.
Do you do chicks?
Yeah, I do chicks.
Do you have animals at home?
I used to have a whole bunch of animals at home, and I just got a warehouse near the airport that all my animals are in now.
You don't have any animals? Do you have a dog?
Yeah, I have a dog.
You do?
Yeah, his name's Broadly. He's a little
Is it a normal dog?
Yeah, it's just a normal dog.
crazy dog. Yeah.
You want a normal dog if some of your other pets are deadly snakes and giant spiders.
It's a weird thing that you're into.
It sounds like a pickup line when people ask what you do. I'm like, well, I travel around the world, jumping out of planes, working with deadly animals for Animal Planet. And they're like, yeah, right.
And then now you have a TV show to prove it.
I'm like, well, actually, that's true. And now when people ask what I do, I'm just like, I'm a producer. It's so much easier than getting into it.
You just say you're a producer because you produce a show too?
Well, I produce a bunch of other shows. I'm underwater cameraman on Shark Week, which was fun.
You do that as well?
Yeah, and then topside cameraman.
So you've always done... Oh, Mayhem's here. Wow. You've always done... Like, you just hanging out with animals all the time?
Yeah, like since I was 6.
Did your dad or somebody...
My dad was kind of into it, but not, like, heavily. Like, I started skating and I was terrible. Like, I'd fall a lot and snap my skull. And then I started surfing and I was fucking terrible at that.
So you just changed into...
Yeah, I became a snake nerd, and that was
a snake nerd.
Yeah,
but then from the snake thing went to all other animals.
Yeah, that was, like, it's always been a passion, the other animals. But coming to San Diego changed it.
Do you think you can talk to them?
No, at all. I know, like, if you understand, well, at least I understand, every animal wants to bite me at some point.
Yeah.
It's a lot safer than thinking an animal's not going to bite you and you end up getting clawed.
Do you get more used to it when they bite you? Because you don't... Because I feel like if there's something bit me right now that I would...
Pull away.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing you can do.
Because you'll rip yourself.
Exactly. And I've been clawed in the head by servals and bitten by
crocodiles. By a what?
It's like a little cheetah thing. It's a big cat. Clawed me on the side of the head.
Yeah.
Most people would pull away and would rip your face apart. I just sat still and pulled the claw out, and that's it. And it's just a reaction thing.
And
the
crocodile bit you?
Yeah, on the hand. And then, you know, pulling away would be the worst thing possible. If you give them your hand, they kind of open their mouth and you can pull it away.
Yeah.
Same thing with snakes. When they bite you, you just don't freak out. It's definitely a learned response.
Yeah, I can't believe how bad that first snake flinched the shit out of me. I'm not into that at all.
Well, you got over it. You touched it. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
So yeah, but
you know
not.
Who else is scared of snakes? Indiana Jones. And he's a hardcore guy.
Harrison Ford.
Thanks, Rodog. Make me feel way better. I have such a vaginal cavity. People want to talk to you, though. Okay, so your show's on 9 on Tuesdays, 9 p.m.
9 p.m., Animal Planets on Tuesdays. Yeah, the last one that aired was Australia, and the new one is Sri Lanka.
So you're in Australia, because up there, that's where there's all kinds of stuff.
Well, we wrestled an emu, which was insane. Those birds are big and scary and just
hardy. You wrestled it?
Yeah, by myself. Picked it up, put it on the ground.
Do you have experience with wrestling emus?
No, first time
emus?
Ever. Like, I didn't want to do it, and they, like, it would be, you know, important, and we went out, and it's big, stupid birds. I mean, it's too much muscle-to-brain ratio. It's just not a good combination. They've got those big claws in the front that they
can't. Yeah. What about kangaroos? Did you hang out with them?
Yeah, we got a kangaroo as well.
I tackled a kangaroo one time.
Did you?
Yeah. For $100.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you manage to get down, or did you?
No, I shoulder blocked it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It didn't do anything. It just bounced off.
They're strong. Like, surprisingly strong.
Yeah. Justin.
What's going on, Ellis?
How's it going, man?
Not bad, man. Cool question for this guy. You hear all these stories about snakes trying to eat people and shit. Is that even possible?
Yes and no. It depends on what kind of a person you are. If you're from Indonesia...
If you're an asshole?
No, if you're from Indonesia and you have a small body structure, it's possible to get eaten by the snakes that occur there. The reticulated pythons get to about 30 feet and could eat a small human being.
Oh, my God.
But for the average human and the average snake, impossible.
What's crazy is there's a bunch of animals out there.
And I got one more question if you don't mind.
Mayhem staring them down like.
That's a zoo outside. Yeah, there's just animals.
What, Justin?
Hey, what do I got? What do I got to do to get an Alice Mania 5?
Email somebody an Alice Mania and they'll set you up.
Sounds good, brother. Thank you. Have a good one.
So, like, I want to touch on it real quick because I know you got to go, but because you told me, you called about the dolphins and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because the dolphins are getting wrecked, but because I was saying that, you mean SeaWorld's kind of janky because of that?
Well, there's two things. You compared SeaWorld to San Diego Zoo.
But you're saying the zoo's not the...
different, yeah. San Diego Zoo does real conservation, does real outreach work in countries of origin. They do captive breeding, their reintroduction, whereas things like SeaWorld is basically just for exhibit. I mean, they don't do anything scientifically, so that's where the difference
is. Do they get the whales that way as well?
Yeah, I mean, they...
How do you capture or kill a whale?
The weird thing is, like, there's a lot of price lists going around the world where you can buy dolphins and...
But there's fishermen out there that can capture a killer whale?
Yeah, I mean, there's a big trade in wildlife and shipping dolphins around, even whale sharks.
How do you ship a killer whale?
In a big plane. I mean, it's possible and it's difficult.
It's been done.
Yeah, it's been done.
A killer whale has been put in an airplane and flown to another country and sold.
There's a custom Boeing 747 that exists that all it does is ship sharks and whales around the world. There's nothing inside of it. It's just for animal transportation.
Is there any aquarium, any sort of water life park that isn't that way?
Oh, yeah, like a Birch Aquarium in Chicago is phenomenal. Like, there's a lot of...
That's got fish and stuff?
Yeah, it's amazing.
And then what do they do? Do they find injured ones or something?
Well, they do the same thing, but the real like crux of the matter is not so much how they get the animals, but what they do with them, and then what sort of outreach and conservation work they do with that. I mean, getting animals is not the big part. It's more sort of conserving the habitat that the animals come from. If you take one animal out the wild, it sounds cruel, but it's really just one individual. If you destroy the habitat, you're losing them all. And that's where, you know, San Diego Zoo and them have such a good policy in trying to conserve these animals where they occur as well as in zoos.
They take care of the places where they're from.
Exactly. And you can't conserve one animal. Like, conserving a panda or a rhino means nothing if the habitat's destroyed. So it's conserving whole ecosystems, and that's where it gets important.
Shit.
And the oceans, like, oceans off of LA and San Diego are destroyed. I mean, we've overfished the hell out of them. Sharks are getting killed all the time. Like, some sharks are down 99%, and they manage the ecosystem. Some fish would be...
Sharks manage the ecosystem?
Yeah, even indirectly. Like, a fish will see a shark and be scared and not reproduce. You take the shark away, and the fish has no enemies. And even though it wasn't being eaten, now it breeds and becomes overabundant, throws the whole ecosystem out of whack. So even a shark that's not actively eating those fish still manages the ecosystem.
That's probably the same for a lot of animals, right?
Everything.
Like, that kind of... In that theory,
everything fits together like a puzzle. You take one piece out, and it all sort of falls apart. And that's why the little pockets of life that are remaining around the world need to be managed so much. And hopefully my show shows people that you don't have to be like a nerd to understand conservation. You can jump out of planes and ride motorcycles and be an idiot, but also there needs to be something done about the whole thing that we're living in. I mean,
what do you do? What can you do to help?
Get upset. A lot of the stuff that's happening at the moment in the States, people are just standing idly by and not letting anything happen.
Like, what? What's happening?
Well, they're trying to... At the moment, the big thing is they're trying to make pythons as pets illegal. So, like, your ball python eventually you won't be able to keep as a pet. And now, a lot
of... Is
that
bad or good?
That's bad, because a lot of people can't have dogs and cats. If you live in an apartment complex and you're not allowed dogs and cats, as a child, you'll have zero pets. So, getting upset about that helps a lot, and there's a thing...
Like, having a pet snake illegal.
The way it worked is a bunch of pythons...
Whose problem was that?
It's a long story, but the short story of it is a bunch of pythons escaped in the Everglades and have been breeding there. Now you get 15-foot pythons living in the Everglades.
So what did they do to anyone?
Nothing, but they're starting to throw the ecosystem out of whack there.
Ah.
So they're eating everything. So now they want to make all pythons illegal, and what that will do is push the python trade underground, which is bad, or people release pythons, which is also bad. So it's everything just sort of comes back to people being responsible with animals. It's a tough call, but it's just getting it right.
So, is there like a website, or is there like a, you know what I mean, like a,
there's a really
foundation?
Good,
what is the place that does it right?
For the reptile stuff, a good website is USARK, USARK.org, and they fight for reptile keepers' rights. So anyone who wants to keep anything from a lizard to a snake to a frog, they fight for that, and that's USARK.org. And then for animal rights and that, it depends on what animal it is. Save Our Sharks is a very, very good foundation for sharks. And I know, you know, sharks are controversial, but they really do need help. And then Save Save Our Oceans is another one. And it just depends.
Yeah, that's the other thing I was going to ask you. L.A., the water is, like, kind of bad, and everyone tells, like, my fire trainer is like, if he doesn't even actually go in the water at all, but he's like, if I have a cut, he's like, you're an idiot if you go in the water. Well, what's up with that? Why are the oceans being trash, and what can you do to stop that?
Two reasons. You know, down in San Diego, one of the big problems is everything gets pumped out of Tijuana, washed up the coast, and then you get leptospirosis and all that up the beach.
What's leptospirosis?
It's like a really gnarly illness you can collect when you're on the beach with open cuts and wounds. And
yeah.
You're really sick, vomiting, your livers can eventually pack up, and you basically die. So that's a big issue. And
you can get that from the ocean?
Yeah. And then when you go down to San Diego and you have those big signs up and it says, do not go in the ocean,
yeah.
It's usually lepto that they're worried about.
People say that it's better in San Diego than it is in L.A.
I don't believe so. Like, everything I know is that everything washes up
from Mexico.
Into the San Diego beaches, yeah. Mm. And, you know, the clean water is one of the big things. I think, you know, in 10, 15 years to come, we're going to fight wars over clean water because we're destroying all the water sources.
So do you think the way it's going... No one's, because the way I see it, you know, I just started surfing, so I hear a little bit from surfers, and I know nothing about it, but it doesn't look like anybody's really doing anything to stop it.
Well, we had
Is it going to be worse to the point where you can't go in the ocean and surf in California?
We had 8 years where environmental issues weren't the main thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously had war as a country, and that's bad, and we need to focus on that.
Mm.
But at the same time, everything else is spiraling out of control. They, you know, the wolves were taken off the protected species list, polar bears are taken off the protected species list. People are hunting them again, and everything sort of spiraled out. Now it's starting to correct itself, but, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. The oceans are totally screwed, and not just from a quality standpoint, but we're overfishing the hell out of them. There's virtually no laws for deep sea fishing.
Is that just because there's way more people on the planet?
Exactly. And
they're just catering to everybody?
Historically underprivileged and didn't have money. Now suddenly are earning decent enough money to want to buy fish and want to buy food, and that has just sort of increased the need that we need from the oceans. And I think in the next 20 or 30 years time, eating fish will be such a luxury that most people won't be able to do it because there will be nothing left.
Do you think we should have a war and kill a bunch of people?
I think
that solve it?
The human race,
like, how they're gonna have a war with Iraq and all or whatever, everybody, yeah, over there, like, so they should actually kill everybody, and they should kill some of us, and then the animals will be okay.
The weird thing is, like, the human race is self-limiting with HIV and AIDS now. So many people are dying off. In some countries in Africa that I've been to, it's like 40% HIV rate. So
yeah,
basically half the population is going to be gone.
That's great news for the fish, though, right?
Well, it's good and it's bad, because the underprivileged people who actually have the least amount of drain on the environment are paying the ultimate price of dying. So it's kind of a weird, out of whack thing. But I think that the human race...
What you're saying is the rich people are rich and they live, and poor people are just getting shafted.
Exactly. And
I already knew that before you came in, Donald.
I'm sorry, man. I'm like all gloom and doom, but that's, you know, it's
I want it because I know when you called in, I mean I'm stoked you got a TV show, and yeah, I'm stoked your TV show has something that means something besides just, hey, I'm entertaining, pay me.
Yeah.
But the main thing that I thought would be cool for you to come in was I want to learn about stuff, because I know a lot of guys, you know, I mean, we don't have most of the people listen to my show are similar to me, like, dudes, kids, life, you know, I mean, maybe not that cool, you know, I mean, they need 4 hours of somebody who's not going to stress them out,
yeah,
even though I completely bummed everyone out for half an hour. everybody still, if they have time, cares about the planet, because they got kids. Like, no matter how angry I get, the main thing I care about is my kids having, like, if my kids want to surf, and my son wants to grow up and be a surfer, and he can't go in the, it's not that far-fetched to say in 20 years, you can't go in the water.
Yeah, it's not...
Like, that's not ridiculous, is it?
Even now, some days you can't go in the water.
No, if it rains, you don't go in there.
Exactly.
Everyone says, if it rains, don't go in the water. That, to me, when I was a kid, is unheard of.
Exactly. I mean, the same thing for me. When I moved from Africa to here, and they're like, well, you can't go swimming. I'm like, well, why?
Yeah.
Well, it's dirty. I'm like, well, how dirty? Will I die? And they're like, yeah, you will die. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's pretty bad. So, I mean...
It's like people don't realize that, because there's way too many inland people that don't get it. I feel like there's not that many people that surf. If everybody surfed, if the president was a surfer, because that's the one thing that the ocean gives people that don't, you know, because you're an educated guy, you care about animals, and you've done your research. Everyone else, I don't do research on snakes. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I bought snakes from a pet store, which, yeah, I know pet stores are bad, right?
Depends on the pet store. If a pet store is captive breeding animals, it's actually pretty decent.
Huh.
The strain off the, and that's a lot of research. My point to the people at home would be pick a subject to get interested in, and the easiest one is oceans. Like, get interested, especially for skaters and surfers, it's an easy thing. Get interested in oceans, and there's some amazing funds like Save Our Seas and Save Our Sharks and all these different things, and basically just support them.
Them in doing what? What are they doing to stop it?
They'll have letter writing campaigns, or they'll have, you know, email campaigns where you can email
to politicians.
Yeah, exactly, and that's where the power lies.
So it's basically politicians changing the laws.
Exactly.
As in stopping fish, stopping killing sharks?
Stopping sharks.
What does killing sharks do? What are people doing there? Selling their teeth?
Filling them and jaws, exactly. I mean,
that's it?
That's it. I mean, and there's zero nutritional value in shark fin soup. It's got no taste, it's got no smell, it's got nothing. And it takes a shark about 8 years to get to 5 feet long.
Why is everybody killing them again? Just for the soup?
Just for the soup, yeah. So that's another thing. If you go into sushi restaurants in LA and you see someone has shark fin soup on the menu,
yeah,
go to the person and say, I'm not eating yet because you guys have shark fin soup on your menu, and walk out and tell them, because that will empower like the locals and a lot of like Nobu, yeah, in LA has stopped serving shark fin soup for that reason.
Mayhem, you can come in if you want to. No, you can stay out there. Because that's just
one
that I feel like that one works. Like shark fin soup, I'm not eating here.
Yeah, easy.
That's simple.
If you're in a sushi restaurant, and bluefin tuna is another one yellowfin tuna is delicious. They're very common, easy to eat. Bluefin tuna is extremely rare. They're becoming extremely endangered, and they're still in sushi restaurants.
And you mean to tell me that the only thing, like if you support these groups and you give money to their funds, all the money is doing is going to them to get politicians to listen.
Exactly.
That's all it is. Will the because they won't.
Yeah, I mean, politicians are going to listen to the vast majority of people speaking. So if a bunch of people email in,
but they're not asking anybody. You have to approach them. Like if everyone said, if the politician said, hey, just so you know, everybody, do you care about the ocean because it's taking a crap?
Yeah.
Everybody would say, yes, we care about it. But because they're not asking the question, they are assuming that we don't care.
Exactly.
And the other scary thing is that they don't care or that they don't know.
They have so many things to deal with, where it's like human welfare and healthcare and all that they just want their decisions to be made for them. So if they get 2,000 people writing in and saying, hey, dude, Trestles is being trashed by the new toll road, you know, stuff you, we want you to not do that.
Yeah.
Suddenly they're like, oh, wow, this is a topic I want to jump on because a lot of my constituents are interested in it and we'll change it. And that's how easy it is.
Man, I got to get more into this. Byron.
Yo, what's up, Ellis?
What up?
Man, this... John, did I see you on Animal Planet Russell, that emu?
Yeah, that was it, dude. What do you think?
Yeah, he took like a little sample of blood. Man, those things have like vicious razor talons. Like, yeah, it was so brutal.
They've kicked people's guts out before. Like, I don't like working with birds. But
kangaroos can do that too.
Yeah, kangaroos as well. Like, two Australian animals have big...
You know what I noticed about emus, because I've seen them before? Their faces, they remind me of snakes. They got a creepy, cold face. I don't like them at all. I've been to the zoo before, and I don't like patting those things.
It looks like a velociraptor. Big eyes and a beak and all that. Yeah. No, my mate, he works in the Bahamas. He's an Australian dude called Chang, and he told me when he was in Australia, he'd ride his dirt bike and jump on emus. And
that's
where the whole thing came up for the emu segment in Australia, and I was shit scared, to be honest.
He jumped off a dirt bike under the back of an emu?
He's badass. Like, he's a shark diver, yeah. Like, he's a hardcore shark diver. He did my whole shark
show. And he's into saving the sharks.
Yeah, totally into saving the sharks. He actually shot footage
on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a question about great whites. I mean, it's something I could probably Google, but I'd rather ask someone who's actually swam with sharks.
Yeah.
Do great whites have two penises? That's what I've heard.
They have claspers, which is like a hard, calcified, sort of like rigid thing that goes out the back of their body, and that goes inside the female, and there are two of them for sure. And
yeah, it's like a cartilage dick. Like, they'll break one off and lose one.
Exactly.
You know?
And snakes have two penises, too. Hemipenes is not that uncommon in the animal world. If you want to see an awesome white shark footage, search a thing that's called The Great White Shark Song, and it's by a mate of mine called ABC. He plays guitar underwater with white sharks.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
So you play guitar underwater?
Underwater.
I've seen SpongeBob do that.
Yeah, but this is with real great whites in real life.
Right,
guitar. Well, that's cool, man. Animal conservation all the way, man. I don't want to eat cloned fish.
Yeah. No, I mean, thanks, sir.
Cloned fish?
There's a lot of interest in that at the moment, genetically modifying animals, and that's a whole different topic.
Yeah, we don't have time for that one. Jake!
What up, Alice?
You're on with Donald.
Done, man. Fucking kick-ass show. I got a question. What's the snake's guy? The snake dude's name? I forgot.
Donald Schultz. What's your show called?
Wild Recon.
Wild Recon. It's on tomorrow, 9 p.m.
Yeah, Animal Planet.
Check that shit out. Well, I actually got a couple pet snakes. I was going to ask him fucking get a professional opinion on it. What do you think would be a better next snake for me to get for a pet? I was going to get a Malaysian blood python or a green street python, but I heard those street pythons are really hard to take care of.
They just need to get sprayed every day. They don't drink from a water bottle.
Really?
So, yeah, if you go away for 3-4 days at a time, probably not a good idea. Blood pythons are bulletproof. You can leave those for a week at a time.
Yeah, those things are sweet. I was going to name it Ellis, actually.
That's awesome.
Great. Just don't put it near me because I'll have a fucking aneurysm, apparently. Thanks for the call, dude.
Cheers.
I can't believe how much that scared the shit out of me. Eric, what's up?
Hey, so I get satellite radio only for your show, and you're talking about the bubonic plague, and in Utah, prairie dogs have the bubonic plague.
What's a prairie dog? Them.
It's like a weird little squirrel rat thing.
Yeah, it's like in between like a squirrel and like a big mouse.
And it has the plague. If you get the plague from that, you can't get rid of it? Can you get rid of it?
They can treat it now. I mean, it's still...
And this goes away?
Mostly lethal, but I mean...
It's mostly lethal?
Yeah, but...
If they bite you, you will have...
What has to happen is you have to go to Palomar Mountain, hang around in the rocks, a squirrel has to come close to you, a flea has to jump off the squirrel and bite you, and then you get the plague.
So the squirrel doesn't even have to bite you, just flea does?
Yeah, just his flea.
And then you have the plague and your arms fall off?
That's leprosy.
Oh. What's the plague do?
Oh, you just die. It's like a bad sniffling, bleeding, disgusting death.
Bleeding from the eyes?
Potentially.
Sweet.
I heard from a consultant...
That guy that called him before that wanted to be the singer of a band, he needs to get the plague. Because bleeding from the eyes is fucking
hardcore.
Metal.
Yeah, that's pretty hardcore.
That works. I buy that guy's album. If you sing while bleeding from the eyes, but not bullshit bleeding...
Real bleeding.
I'll get that video.
That is pretty cool. Yeah.
All right, dude. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, can I get a red dragon for the plague?
Okay.
Red Dragons!
Yeah.
Red Dragons for the plague. This is the worst show ever on radio.
It's really good. It sounds good on the other side of the speakers.
Oh, well, they're good. That's reassuring.
Yeah, they're like listening to it. It sounds really professional.
So, do you like being on TV?
It's weird.
Because you didn't plan on it, right?
No.
They called you?
Well, I work for a production company, Wrangling Deadly Snakes, and they're like, dude, you need a TV show. I'm like, yeah, no shit. And we pitched it. 2 months later, we were shooting the pilot. 2 months later, we were shooting the series, and that's 10 months ago. And now,
it's only aired two times?
Only one episode's aired.
How does that, you don't know?
It did well. It was up against football, so that's always hard because a male audience, yeah. And now I'm up against Idols, which, who knows what'll happen with that.
Idols? What's Idols?
American Idol.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So hopefully the females go to the Idols and the guys come watch the show. Because, I mean, the next one, we skydive out of a Jet Ranger helicopter and land next to crocodiles. It's pretty hardcore. And then we mess around with an elephant and we get to dart it and crocodiles and lizards.
You dart the elephant?
Yeah. It was destroying a village and they were going to kill it.
Yeah.
So the Sri Lankans believe in karma.
It was destroying the village?
Yeah.
What, he would come in and just trash the place?
Destroy houses.
A dragon story of the week.
Yeah.
That elephant signed up right there. I sent him a t-shirt in the mail.
And he
would just come in and smash it?
And he had a shotgun wound in his shoulder where people had shot him. And
he's pissed.
Yeah, the government said to us, either we move him or they kill him. And we were chasing 20 elephants on
foot. By himself?
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, yeah, no, wait a minute. You said 20 elephants?
20
he has
elephants,
friends?
One problem elephant, yeah. It's just one rogue elephant.
No, what? Wait a minute. But did he hang out with the other elephants?
He hung out with other elephants.
But every now and then he would branch off, go over to this town and smash it.
I mean, the elephants live with the people. That's
but when you say smash the... He would go in and, knock down the huts and stuff? Because this is
destroy
out there, right?
Houses and destroy houses and all that. Yeah, eat crops and, ram people and...
One dude.
One,
did he kill anybody?
Didn't kill anyone.
But he was knocking people over?
It was on the verge of him killing someone or him being killed. And they asked us to move him. And we were chasing these 20 elephants and the one specific elephant on foot with one dart gun. And that was really cool. And he actually...
What's in a dart that makes an elephant go down?
It's called M99. It's actually 1,000 times more powerful than morphine. But the problem is... it's so powerful, but when it takes...
Why don't dudes get into that?
It'll kill you. It kills you in six...
About a little bit?
It'll kill you in 6 seconds. If you get hit with an elephant dart, you die. When we're working with elephants, we have the antidote with the dart in case we accidentally tag someone so we can give them the antidote.
Is it like the movie...
Old school.
No, what's the one where they...
Oh, Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
No, similar to that, but it's we try and get intravenously. If it doesn't work, we'll go...
And you got to stab him with that in 6 seconds or he dies.
Or he dies, yeah.
From the elephant gun.
Yeah. And think of an elephant, it's a few thousand...
You can't
pounds.
Do a small dose? Snort it a little
bit? It's 1,000 times more powerful than morphine. You might as well just do morphine.
It's right, like, well
yeah.
said.
Yeah.
Can you make morphine extra powerful?
That would be M99.
That's the next one up.
Yeah.
They don't have a mid-range.
No. And we use ketamine a lot. We use ketamine and Xylo.
What's ketamine? What have
Special
I heard that?
Special K.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah. Well, like, you know...
Wait a minute. Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, I guess, do it recreationally. And when you see animals...
I don't really see the recreation in it at all.
Well,
it was fun the first time, but then the second time I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I've done something wrong.
Well, the thing is, it's also an amnesiac, so animals forget what you're doing to them. So
no.
It's sort of like a roofie.
So then it's scarred.
No, it doesn't remember.
Because animals get scarred from that
stuff. When we work with them, they forget everything. So they basically, it's just like a roofie trip where they something happens, they forget about it, they wake up the next morning, like, my neck.
Have you ever swum with whales?
Not with whales, no. Sharks, I've free swam with tiger sharks and I've caged out with white sharks.
What's the biggest shark you've ever been in the water with?
16 foot.
How close was it to you?
Bumped me. Like, I was filming...
A 16-foot shark bumped you? A tiger shark?
We were filming 5 tiger sharks, and...
A 16-foot great white tiger shark bumped you?
Just a tiger shark. I have the footage of it. It's actually pretty cool.
And he was sick. Do you have that in your house?
No.
Do you like... You like girls, right?
Yeah, I like girls.
You're the single dude, you like to slay the girls? You don't have much money, but you're going to have some money from this TV show, right?
Check it out.
Tom Green has a internet TV show or something. I don't really care anymore. But he had a thing Tony Hawk told me. He went to his house, and he had... projector on the wall in the corridor that was like of a microwave that was cooking something.
Yeah.
You know, him being artsy or whatever.
Yeah.
You have this projector in your house and it's you know what I mean, and you could have a frame on the wall, but the projector, you know what I mean, is in the middle so you get my drift, so it looks like it's art.
Yeah.
It's a painting. But it's a painting that's a movie.
Yeah.
But it's just a thing on rotation goes around constantly of a 16-foot wide tiger shark bumping you.
Yeah. Well, it swam
slay. You would slay.
It swam up to me. I was filming a tiger shark
in front of me. The new Benji Madden. Can you play an instrument?
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
You don't even need to.
Yeah.
This video, video on the animal, on Wild, what is it, Wild Recon?
No, not yet. It'll come out. Our last episode is also...
They're going to show videos of that stuff?
Yeah. I mean,
because you're going to get so many shakes.
We weren't even shooting my show. I was filming another show.
Yeah.
And I was filming this tiger shark and was in front of me and trying to bite my camera. And I saw another cameraman to my right freak out and swim towards me, and I was wondering what he was doing, and I turned around and there's this tiger shark eye about the size of a tennis ball by my left ear, and I turned around and put my camera in his face, and he swam around and nosed my camera and then swam away. As he swam away, I grabbed his dorsal fin and sat on his back and had footage of him swimming into this feeding frenzy of 4 other tiger sharks.
And you grabbed onto a 16-foot tiger shark's tail,
the dorsal fin, and then just let him drag me into the rest of the sharks.
And so if a shark attacks you, because he was coming up, if you hadn't turned around, do you think he was going to bite you?
I don't think so. One of the things we're thinking of, because there were 5 tiger sharks and maybe 30 lemon sharks, all 10 feet or so in the water, is the back of our cylinders was silver, and that kind of looks like a fish. And both of us got bumped, both cameramen, by these tiger sharks, and you think maybe that was stimulating them into feeding. But I've been bumped out of the way by bull sharks in Fiji to get to food. Like, they're just not interested in humans. We apparently taste gross, so...
They know that.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, occasionally a white shark or tiger shark will eat a human, but comparatively, it's a very small number of people get hit by sharks.
And it's not really when they're underwater, it's when they're on top of the water, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing that scares me when I work with sharks, is I like to be on scuba, so you're off the surface. You know, being on the surface is the thing that spazzes me out when I know there's sharks in the water, but I've done it.
Because it's sketchy.
Yeah, well, I've you know, what we did for my shark intro is we wingsuited out of a helicopter and then... deployed our parachutes and then cut away into a group of sharks feeding, which was kind of cool. And they still didn't bite us.
And then you're on top.
Yeah, and then it was kind of sketchy.
Whose idea was that?
Mine, actually. I pitched it and they're like, yeah, that's a great idea. And
then what happens if one of you gets eaten?
Well, as I was standing on the helicopter skin, I'm like, this is a terrible fucking idea.
Is this a weird thing for Animal Planet people to get into? I feel like all of a sudden they get into, you're like the crocodile hunter, sort of, they're expecting you to... I mean, like, he died.
Yeah, he died, but he did so much good before he died.
I know, and you're doing good too, but do you understand that the TV network, like, if you die, they'll be like, man, that was a good guy who was doing well for us, but then they'll get another one.
Yeah, well,
because you're the new crocodile hunter. Do you realize that?
I would be doing this without cameras, and I did do it without cameras. I skydive every other weekend without cameras.
You skydive into sharks that are eating, feeding?
I've been jumping into sharks for ages, like just jumping.
Jumping into sharks?
Up to the top of the boats, yeah. I mean, that's so hard to get bitten by a shark. It's like really physically difficult. I mean, obviously for a person who's been attacked by a shark, that's a statistic that's bullshit to them. But for the most part, you can work with sharks you know, we did the thing called tonic immobility. We grabbed their nose and stopped them from swimming, and they were hypnotized and basically mess with them and try and get samples from them.
Am I correct in saying that if I'm surfing and a shark attacks me and I punch the shark in the head, that the shark, that's a better idea than panicking and swimming away?
Absolutely, yeah.
I told you, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, everyone has different opinions on what to do when you're being attacked. The best thing to do is act like an aggressive animal. Like,
right.
And that's with lions,
because
elephants.
They think that you're one of them.
Exactly. If you like try and get away and act floundering and like an injured seal,
he knows he's got you.
Yeah, exactly. It's over.
You're on the ropes.
Yeah, but for the most part, a shark's going to bite you once, especially white sharks. Will bite you once, be like, ew, that's disgusting, and swim away.
But sometimes, if it's a big one or it gets you in a good spot, that's all they need.
Exactly. I mean, if a white shark attacked you, there wouldn't be any person left. They eat whales. I mean, they eat big pieces of meat. For the most part, people get tagged.
What was a white shark? What heavy is that? You mean a great white?
Great white. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You just call it a white because you're like the you're right. Yeah. That's true. I get you. So I call it a trick. I kind of skateboard trick a back lip, but it's a backside lip slide. But I call it a back lip. I got you. The white shark. Technical term.
Yeah, it's the great white. And those are highly endangered now. Super endangered. We've persecuted them because of jaws, and they're probably one of the most peaceful animals in the world. A friend of mine filmed a mermaid swimming with white sharks down in Guadalupe a few months ago, and they just left.
Mermaids aren't real.
Well, she's a professional mermaid. She has a $200,000 tail. And
she hot?
Yeah. There's two professional mermaids in the world, Hannah and one that lives here in L.A. You should try to
see one of them.
Her name's Lyndon Walden.
Do you live with her?
No.
Raw Dog, look up who?
Lyndon. It's mermaidsinmotion.com.
She has an expensive tail thing?
Yeah, $200,000.
She topless?
No, but she's a free diver.
Doesn't make any sense. Why would you have a top on?
Hold her breath for 6 minutes.
Wait a minute. Does she have mermaid legs, or what are you calling a mermaid?
Tail.
She have like a weird like tail thing on her, or is it some sort of scuba thing?
No, it's a tail. That's like a full-on prosthetic.
She looks like a mermaid.
It looks like a hot mermaid, yeah.
And she can hold her breath for six minutes?
She's a pro freediver.
But that doesn't make any sense. How can you hold your breath for 6 minutes?
She's good. She's really good.
What's the longest somebody can hold their breath for?
I'm not sure, but longer than 6 minutes.
Like 10?
I think it's just over six. I think six is like pushing it. But yes, Lyndon is one of two professional mermaids in the world. The other one's Hannah, is an Australian chick, and she's married to a pro surfer, and she was swimming with the dolphins in the cove, and all the dolphins were being killed by the Japanese.
I saw her!
Yeah, she's coming to the States soon. A friend of mine's doing a story on both those mermaids, because it's convergent evolution for mermaids, as it were, in two different parts of the world.
I like that chick.
Yeah, she's hardcore. She's swimming with white sharks, no cage, tail.
That's ridiculous.
The footage exists. It's going to come out soon.
She's married, though.
Married to a pro surfer. I don't know his name is.
He bones her.
I guess he does, yeah.
Right.
With a tail off.
He probably could arrange for her to bone her with the tail on. That's just me.
Yeah.
I'm going for that.
Yeah, probably.
You know, she could, if somebody was trying to attack her and bone her, she could just go underwater.
And stay there for minutes.
Yeah. There's no way a dude can. Yeah. After a minute, he's coming up.
Well, it's crazy because when these mermaids dive, they don't have goggles on, so they can't see underwater. And often they'll do shoots with sharks and, you know, different animals.
Why do they have goggles on?
Because when you're diving underwater for film, you need to look like a mermaid, so you don't have anything on your face.
And she goes right, and because she can hold her breath so long, she goes down to the ridiculous depth, so it's just like, dude, she's a mermaid.
Exactly. And like, if you watch, she's in a bunch of music videos. Lyndon is, the LA one, and she looks like a mermaid. She's long blonde hair and mermaid.
And she's single.
And she's single, yeah.
And you haven't done her?
No.
And you got bumped by a 16-foot tiger shark?
Yeah.
Have you showed her that video?
I think she's dived with tiger sharks, too. She's kind of hardcore.
She's not impressed.
She's a really hardcore scuba diver.
What about some of your snake stories? What about the finger being bitten off? You told her about that?
A lot of girls don't think the snake stuff is that cool.
Right. What about cute furry mother?
Furry things work a lot better.
Flying squirrel, that'll get you.
Wingsuit flying as well is also kind of a chick puller, which is good.
What?
Wingsuiting? Yeah.
You wingsuit?
Yeah.
You mean you have like a little arm thing and you jump out?
Yeah, yeah.
And then
which is sick. I mean, skydiving, it triples the full, you know, your full time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
I'd be into that because that's flying.
It's literally like, imagine flying. That's exactly it. Like if you pull your wings in, close your legs, you fall
go way faster,
fast, and you pop your wings out,
and you stop, and you're flying.
Yeah. I mean, a guy when I was training actually died by jumping out the plane and popping his wings, and he hit the tail. I mean, that's how much lift you get.
What do you mean, hit the tail?
The tail of the plane. When you jump out, your instructor always tells you, like, don't pop your wings for 3 seconds. I was like, oh, how much?
Moron.
Yeah, and that's what happened.
Clip his head, done.
If you're flying behind a DC-10, you can jump out. If it's going fast enough, you get 500 feet above the plane. So you fly over the plane that just dropped you off.
Crew can do that?
A bunch of people. You just need a tail exit plane so you can...
I wonder if Travis Pastrana's thought about doing that.
I see a base jumping.
Why don't you do? Nacho Circus isn't on anymore. You could have been a sweet guest on Nacho Circus.
I'm a
because
huge
those
fan.
Dudes, those dudes are gnarly, but I feel like they could. I feel like some of those things. I feel like it's. I mean, I'll jump off some shit, but I do not want that snake on me at all.
Sharks are fun. I mean, the guy who is the cameraman for Wild Boys, Mark Rackley, is insane. This year on Shark Week, he jumped off the boat and swam to Seal Island through a bunch of white sharks, and that's my cameraman. Like, he's a hero to me, and that's
he swam with scuba gear on?
Just with a camera. They wanted footage from Seal Island in South Africa where the white sharks breached.
Where they jump up and catch
and
the seal.
And he jumped off the boat with his camera, swam to the island, got the footage, swam back to the boat.
What?
So.
Oh, okay. God, I'm like, dude, do not open those bags of snakes again. See you later.
But the Nitro Circus guys are hardcore. I saw Steve outside our studio the other day by the Key Club, and I said to him, I'm like, dude, we got a bunch of animal shows coming up. And he's like, no more animals. He's like, they're too hardcore. And it's true. Animals will fuck you up. I can't feel the front of my thumb. An anteater ripped my thumb up in Costa Rica. I still can't feel the front of my thumb.
And an anteater?
Yeah. Little tamandura. It's like a little...
They hurt?
Yeah. It stuck its claw through my thumb over there, came out the front. And in there, it was the day before we started shooting, and we were milking deadly snakes. I can't feel my thumb, and my whole hand got infected, and it was disgusting. But, I mean, I don't want to bitch. It's, you know, some people...
But you love it.
Yeah.
It's your passion.
Absolutely.
Stoked your passion about shit.
Yeah.
Seemed like a good guy, man.
Yeah.
So, all right, so it's Tuesday, 9 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Donald Schultz, Wild Recon.
Only on Animal Planet.
On Animal Planet. Animal Planet does not suck, man.
No, not at all.
They always have, like, shows where it make you think a little bit.
Well, they turned around a lot in the last few years, and it's a lot more hardcore now. Like, they're really definitely going away from puppies and kittens and to skydiving and motorcycles and deadly animals and all that, so it's good.
You ever want to come back on the show and scare the shit out of me, go for it.
Yeah, cool, man.
Thanks for being on the show.
Excellent, thanks, eh?
Buddy's
yo,
so
go play with
you.
The snake.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Mayhem didn't catch it, but people, this you filmed that, right?
Yes.
You're
yeah,
genetic.
We're gonna. Did you put that in Alice Mania yet?
Is that there?
People have to go. I mean, I can't make
to Alice
go.
Mania.
Yeah, AliceMania.com.
You're genetically defective.
You're supposed
to be scared of snakes.
This guy fucking like this snake came over the counter at me, and I coiled, dude. I was like, did you film me freak out on that?
Yeah.
But then you went over and you went to. Pat it on the head, and Donald said that it is extremely venomous, and they have not found an antidote
okay,
to it.
What I've heard is that it wasn't venomous.
Do you know how dangerous it is that you are that deaf?
Okay. That dumb.
That is really weird that you did that. Don't ever do that again.
Okay.
Right? Next time Donald comes in,
like
not...
you're supposed to be scared of snakes.
Dude, I feel like he was like... showing you was showing me up. It was like he
yeah,
put
like,
the
look
snake.
At me.
No, because it was the perfect window, and you've won. You have superior. It's now official on Alice Mania later on today, or maybe in 10 minutes, that you have won.
I don't know.
The reptilian war, because that it came over the counter. I went, oh, and he immediately sat up off his stool and reached over and went to smack it on the fucking head. It wasn't the craziest thing about it was even if the guy said to me that it's not venomous,
yeah. I would
the
way
the technique
like,
yeah. The technique. Of raising your hand fast towards a snake's head just seems preposterous to me. Yeah, like you know, I would go, even if he was like, dude, trust me, it's not venomous, I would go, so how would you like me to touch it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna come with my own technique on this thing and just smack it on the fucking nose.
How do you do it? How do
I've
you
had,
do it?
Like, dude, he went like this and the snake fucking flinched him and raised its head at his hand and that's what stopped him from eating it on the face.
I've had friends who've had non-poisonous snakes before and those are cool. I've like, those have like hung out with me before. I like those.
Is this a new
like,
thing?
Can watch TV with you?
Are you weird?
No,
see,
no. Nerd dudes always love snakes.
They do?
Nerd dudes always like...
That just kind of
like,
makes sense.
They're herpetologists.
They do?
Herpetologists is a
snakes
snake
are totally
guy.
Mellow.
Yeah, like...
I have never heard that in my entire life.
I know a cool nerd guy
in
New York.
Yeah.
Well, he lived over the shore in New Jersey right next to New York. And he's like, hey, y'all, do you want to see my... room? And I'm like, what? We go in the room. He's got like I'm gonna have to say 40 different snakes.
Yeah.
Like all in like Tupperware drawers, like weird, crazy albino snakes, and he's like breeds them and crossbreeds them. It's like a nerdy thing to do.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was totally kind of a manly thing.
No, no. It's manly in a nerd way because they want to know everything about the snake.
You're gonna do research. Research is nerdy.
Everything.
Getting into snakes. Yeah.
Because they know what the snake can do, how big it gets, what it can breed with. They know what's the best one.
Oh, God. Your dog just licked my hand and flinched the shit out of me.
You just almost jumped out of your
seat. I'm so shook up.
You know what's...
I'm not good, dude.
To be fair, I probably could not stand on top of a mega ramp without getting freaked out a little bit. That would be too hot.
He's fucking...
No antidote. It's got to be a new name.
Hammer
He's
going
to have a new name. He just earned a new name. He's got to. No antidote.
The Jew Club. Wait, Bear
the
Jew.
The Jew Club?
Yeah, because he's going to club him.
I don't think we should do Jew jokes. Okay.
The Bear Jew?
I just said we shouldn't do Jew jokes.
You never saw Inglourious Basterds?
Yeah, but what's that got to do with Jews?
I don't know. He's a Bear Jew. Like, he was beating a guy with a baseball bat.
Fucking, what about Indigenous?
And how about I don't know.
Did you put all the photos of you patting venomous, no antidote snakes on Alice Mania yet?
All the videos are up.
Right. What's your new name?
Snake Bite.
No.
No?
You didn't get bit.
Well, how about,
What about Two Dicks?
How about Snake Eyes? How about
Snake Eyes? It means something else. People won't know.
I know.
Which is good, because it doesn't mean anything.
How about...
Snake Lips.
How about Tarzan?
What? Tarzan?
Jungle Warrior.
Jungle Jew.
That sounds really offensive. Jesus.
Jungle Jew.
That's really offensive.
See, why is it offensive? Now we've gone back to the Jew thing. But we can, because he doesn't have one. You don't have a, what is it, anti-Semitic name yet, do you? We don't have one anti-Semitic. I'm pretty good with the Jew thing.
Yeah.
I represent the Jewish community big time. Hello, Bill.
Jason, hey man, I just got back from Afghanistan on leave. I'm a airborne ranger, and I just
wanted to
thank you and the whole crew there, Snakebite Jew or whatever his new name is.
Snakebite Jew. It was Jungle Jew, but it might be so much changing to Snakebite Jew.
Way better.
Man, you guys are above and beyond.
Thanks, mate.
Red Dragons, and I'm gonna keep a listening.
All right, mate. Thank you. I know. Bill's a second. Road Dogg has just walked into the studio. So, excuse me, Jungle Jew has walked into the studio, and he asked Mayhem to plug your computer in for you.
Mayhem can say no. It just means I better like squeeze past him.
Yeah, but now you've offended him.
I didn't mean to offend.
Yeah, well, it's not really a matter of whether you meant it or anything. It's just a matter of if you have done it.
Do you want me to do this?
You have offended my family, and you have offended the Shaolin Temple. Oh, don't hit back. Don't think. Feel.
Are you going to try and get past Mayhem? You really are out of your fucking mind. You're going to pump fake Mayhem and try to shoot past him?
What are you doing? You don't need to plug it in.
I do.
It's a battery.
Jungle Jew doesn't give a fuck about anybody.
He's fucking losing
his mind. If I don't plug this in the next 30 seconds, all my news stories will disappear.
He's not going to...
Let him plug it in. His computer... Yeah, it's the worst computer.
My computer is shit. Yeah.
It doesn't have a battery.
Yeah, this will like, dissolve almost instantly.
Quickly! I know.
We should toss him and work on... I've got some ideas for stuff to do for Ellis Media.
Will you come down to Tony Hawk's ramp with me and learn how to skate?
That seems scary, but...
Well, I'll give you. I got pads.
Yes, like,
dude. Why you want to kill Raw Dog?
I don't want to. What do you mean? He's just trying to fucking slap a venomous snake.
That's true. That was actually probably more dangerous than anything I'm going to do.
Probably.
Definitely.
That's the most dangerous thing you'll ever do in your life. I hope. That was the dumbest thing you've ever done in your entire life.
Yeah. What the hell? It's pretty scary, Raw Dog.
It really
You're
is.
You're like genetically defective.
And his
humans,
last words were, I thought he said, yeah.
Are supposed to be scared of like loud noises, heights, and animals that could kill you.
He wasn't even trying to like show off. He just did it. He just came from nowhere. Like, let me
pat it.
The next day, his last words were, I thought it wasn't poisonous.
That's what you would have said if it had bit you and you started to die?
Yeah.
You fucking laughing at jungle fucking
juice.
Jungle juice. Can't say Jew anymore. It feels weird.
No, jungle juice. It's funny because it's a wink. Jungle juice.
Yeah, jungle juice. Yeah, well, Fats McGee's going to be, I mean, fucking.
You know what they call Jewish people from Orange County?
Rubber dick?
Orange juice.
Oh, God. We should really leave.
On that note.
Yeah, I know. Final calls. Last call for the Jason Ellis Show. And for alcohol. John.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say rubber dick McGillicuddy on the air.
Good call. Good
Red
call.
Dragons, and we're out.
All right, Red Dragons.
Thank you. Man, thanks for being on the show. Jungle fucking juice or whatever. You've lost your fucking mind. If anybody wants to see Jungle Juice, AliceMania.com, you can see this moron filming while trying to pat a venomous snake that has no antidote.